You're listening to SBS News.
In the stunning remote mountains of the Intag Valley in northern Ecuador, a battle is brewing. These untouched forests are among the most biodiverse areas in the world, and locals fear that, and much more, is now under threat. 68-year-old coffee farmer Carlos Zorrilla is leading a movement of locals taking the fight right to Australia's biggest mining companies.
It's just criminal that these mining companies want to mine in these last pockets of native forests with so many species facing extinction. That to me is a crime.
There are several legal challenges underway against the Ecuador government's granting of mining concessions. There are several Australian companies developing mines in northern Ecuador. Major players include BHP Billiton, Gina Reinhart's Hancock Prospecting, Andrew Twiggy Forest's Fortescue Metal Group, along with Newcrest Mining and SolGold. BHP has been granted a concession to explore for copper on part of Mr. Zorrilla's 70-acre property. He says the majority of people in his community are opposed to the mines and fear the impacts on the local farming and ecotourism industries.
It's my community, biological, social community. I like it. I want to live here. I want my kids to live here. And you're damn right I'm going to defend it till the end.
Australian researcher Anthony Amos from the Rainforest Action Group says community consultation by the government was limited.
The Ecuadorian government has granted the approval to mine a third of the country without proper consultation at all. And so what's happened is the companies have been attracted to those offers, but in their haste to approve these mining concessions, the Ecuadorian government has trampled over the rights of many of the communities that will have to be living in these impacted areas.
Further north, near the Colombian border, over 2,000 Ecuadorian soldiers have been deployed to evict individuals mining illegally on land that is part of Gina Reinhart's government-approved concession. Environmental activists say the rise in criminal gangs and illegal mining shows the government is failing to regulate the industry. Advocates like Anthony Amos say this also shows the lengths to which Ecuador will go to protect the industry. SBS World News sent questions to the Australian companies mining in Ecuador about the extent of community consultations and environmental impact studies. SolGold says they followed and went beyond all the legal and environmental requirements set out by the Ecuadorian government. The other companies are yet to respond. SBS News sent questions to the Ecuadorian government, who are also yet to respond. Chani Blakali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.